want to do it again? No, I think it's fine. So we're
oh, I have to put on the speaker.
picking up where we left off yesterday. Picking up where we left off yesterday, we got through the various Rishonim and saw the two different opinions, basically, regarding Shachyanu. Should Shachyanu be recited only at the evening Kriya, or should it be repeated in the morning? The Rambam was the opinion, and subsequently the Shulchan Aruch was the opinion that it should only be said once, whereas the Ritva, the Rosh, and Tosfos, for varying reasons, are of the opinion that in fact it should be recited twice. It should be recited both at night and by day. We said as a practical matter, the Mechaber Paskins like the Rambam that it should only be said once. The Ramah Paskins like the other Rishonim that it should be said twice. He says that is the Minigan Rov Mekomos in, you know, in Ashkenaz. And the Mishnah Berurah gives the Eitzah that when you're doing that, you should have in mind the other mitzvos hayom, meaning the Suda, the Mishloach Manos, and the Matanos Avyonim. But we gave an approach, we gave a svara to explain the two sides yesterday, and we said basically that the Rambam appears to be holding that the two krios are really one mitzvah. And we mentioned the raya from the Gra, right, as cited by the Iturim Megillah. And then we suggested that the Ritva was really saying that they're two mitzvos, they're not one mitzvah, they're two mitzvos. That's why he compared it to the mitzvos of Ner Chanukah. Just like each individual Ner Chanukah is a separate mitzvah, and there the Gemara goes out of its way to tell you to leave out Shachyanu. Here the Gemara had the opportunity to do that, but did not. Therefore, you see that even though there are multiple mitzvos, you do say Shachyanu, even though there are multiple mitzvos. The question that we left off with is, or one of the questions that we left off with is, if they appear on their face to be exactly the same, right? The Kriya at night and the Kriya by day are exactly the same. Basically, I appear to be replicating the same Maisa Mitzvah. What, in fact, is the difference between the two? Like, you tell me they're different mitzvahs. Is one just a day mitzvah and one is a night mitzvah? Or are they somehow different in another way? So for that reason, I asked you to take a look at this Turei Aven, both the Turei Aven.
Sorry, I'm just looking around.
So the Turei Aven and subsequently the Noda Yehuda have a similar approach. He wants to Skype now, but I'll check down. So you could pass along.
Oh yeah.
You know, do that, right? Okay. So would someone like to read this little piece from the Turei Aven? Of Rami, you want to do it? Yeah, that was a piece from yesterday. We didn't get, that's right. There are actually two mahalchim. There's this mahalch, and then there's the mahalch of the Rav. Hopefully we'll get to both of them today. Turei Aven. The Turei Aven was actually... Okay, let's get back to the Turei Aven. We're doing this sheet from yesterday, Chaim. Go ahead, Avi. You about to regale us?
Yeah. You know what? I have it in here.
Oh, so you have this. Look, open up the Shabbat for a second, please. Trust you. You could be the IT man for today. Okay?
The question is that Adam Malley is trying to contact you this year.
I think he'll get the message.
He'll get the message. Okay, keep going. The Army Inchi. Avor Parsha Sada. The Asnai. You got it? Ula Maskana. He's basically citing the Gemara over there.
Lesmona Zoo. Mashma shechayev likros et megillah belayla v'chozer v'kore v'yom v'nirali t'hai kriya delayla eina ela midrabanan v'eina ikar chiyav shel ruach kodesh v'harei krak siv.
Let's take it slow. So what does that mean?
That essentially that the
so you want to say according to the maskana, what's the maskana? The maskana is that it means read it at night and repeat it by day. When he says l'maskana zu, what's l'maskana zu? L'maskana zu, again, that the word l'shnosa doesn't mean to learn the Mishnayos by day after reading the Megillah at night, but rather it means repeat the Kriya. So he says, it's mashma what? Shechayev l'kos es ha-Megillah b'layla, v'chozer kar b'yom, v'nirali, d'hai Kriya d'layla, go ahead.
D'la'ayna ela midrabanan.
Eino elo midrabanan. It's merely rabbinic.
Which is the question, isn't the whole thing rabbinic?
So. It's merely rabbinic. What do you mean? If that night kriya is merely rabbinic, what the day kriya is biblical? It's daraisa? What does that mean? So this, Yonah, this is what we were referring to earlier. There's a distinction between divrei kabbalah and derabbanan. What does he say?
Ve'ina ikar chiyot.
Shel ruach hakodesh.
Shel ruach hakodesh.
It's not the primary institution of the mitzvah that was given by Ruach HaKodesh. What does that mean? Who gave the mitzvah Ruach HaKodesh?
Wasn't Esther?
Esther. Esther is the one that wrote down Megillas Esther, and it's therein that we find the source for the mitzvah Sayom, right? Esther herself says, or the Megillah records, that this was to be the course of history, that there should be a reading of the Megillah, and that there should be Mishloach Manos. Okay? So what is he saying? He's distinguishing between that daily Kriya and the night Kriya. Go ahead. So which one is the one to which Esther intended or referred?
It says in
the Pasuk, when it refers to the institution of Purim as a Yom Tov, and the accompanying mitzvos.
Hayamim ha'ela nizkarim.
Hayamim ha'ela nizkarim.
V'na'asim.
Right.
Yit kadash zechira la'suye.
Right, so what does that mean? Is there somehow a connection? There's a connection between what? Between the zechira.
And the asiyah.
And the asiyah. What's the zechira?
The actual doing of the... The reading of the Megillah.
The reading of the Megillah. The reading of the Megillah where you remember the events, you recount the events, the far same days, through what medium? Through Kriyas HaMegillah. What's the Asiyah?
Asiyah is the Suda and all
the mitzvos, the mitzvos Maisios, the Suda, Mashloch Manos, Matanos Lavionim. Okay. Ma'asiyah.
Ma'asiyah l'mafreya lo af zechira l'mafreya.
Lo. When must they be done? Can't be done before Purim. They can't be done at night. They must be done by day.
Mishum hachi, arinan l'kaman, reish perek beiz, de mahay taima, hakora et tamegillah l'mafreya lo yatza, umehai hakesha. Amar le'el de prazim korim biyadalit.
Right, so this is a whole separate sugi, one we're not getting into right now, but there's a difference between prazim and lukavim, right? You have walled cities and non-walled cities. Okay,
Prachim?
Okay. Korim biyadalit.
Hachanami.
Ishkesh zechir la'atziyah. Ma'asiyah b'layla lo. If you make the suda, if you make your Purim suda, this coming Motzai Shabbos, you're not going to be Yotze. No, you didn't do anything. Maybe you had some kiyum in making the day a festive day, having simcha on Purim. But insofar as the mitzvah of Sudas Purim, it's nothing.
Kiderim rina l'kaman, Sudas Purim she'achlu b'layla lo yotze chova.
Yeah, it's a double yud over there. Lo yotze yidei chovaso. You see that? Lo yotze yidei chovaso. You're not Yotze, you're a chiyuv. My time, oh, what's the reason why you're not Yotze? It's Purim, right? The day starts at night.
My time, Yimei Mishteh.
Yimei Mishteh v'Simcha Ksiv.
So it's the day of Mishteh and Simcha.
Right.
Af Zechira Eino B'Layla.
So if it's a day of Mishteh v'Simcha, and that's why all the mitzvot must be by day, so too, what?
So the
Zechira shouldn't be at night,
so then
by day.
Then why do we even lay Neter Rabbanan then?
Oh, 1 second, okay. One thing at a time, man.
I'm a speed demon.
What? You're a speed demon, right. Vahanikra.
The
Maisel Ubishmaitzin, Lakriya Megillaba Laila, Eino Elas Mach the Baalma. The pasuk that the Gemara brings to show that there's a reason for reading the Megillah twice, that's an Asmachta. What's an Asmachta mean? That's a machlokas nishan, what an asmachta means. But an asmachta is basically something that we use to buttress or to support Is he in?
So a quote used as a support for a position
calling him is not placing the clock. You don't know that I know his clock.
So someone is saying that smachta is really. Is a real makar, a real source, and others say no. It's more something that was used after the fact to help the populace, and it's to help everyone in terms of remembering or learning. Okay.
Well, does the camera need to be taken?
Whoa,
that's cool.
Is that
going?
Can we? Sign off on the,
okay.
Yeah.
So Zach, we're just in the middle of doing this this piece. Are you going to be with us tomorrow? If you are, I'll send you Mama Comments for tomorrow. Okay, so just for the next few days, we're doing something in Megillah. Can you hear me?
Sorry?
We're going to be doing something in Masachas Megillah for the next few days. No, you could just listen now. I'm reading from something else for the moment.
Okay.
I'll catch you up quickly. So that's what we're up to at the moment. Okay? Go ahead. He says, just like all the mitzvos hayom, all the mitzvos, the suda, the mishloach manos, the matanos lavyonim, can only be done by day, so too, when the Megillah itself speaks of Mikra Megillah, it must have also been referring to the daytime reading. And what about the fact that the Gemara brings a proof to the fact that you read at night and, I'm sorry, by day and the preceding night? Oh, that's not a real proof. That's an asmachta. Okay? It's not necessarily a makar. It's not necessarily a real source. It's an asmachta. Eino el asmachta ma'alma.
Yafal gav, have a sonka daitach, the mikri belaila.
Even though the Gemara first says, what does it mean when it says Lashnosa? The Gemara's statement was, you read it at night and Lashnosa by day. So the Gemara says, oh, they thought that meant learn the Mishnayos that pertain to Mikra Megillah, read those by day. And that's read the Megillah at night and then read the learn the Mishnayos by day. It says, even though that was a Havamina, even though that was something that the Gemara considered, Mikol Makom, We don't paskin that way. It's not the way we rule. We say the pshat is lishnosa to repeat it. Okay.
V'chi ha'gavna because of harash b'shem Rabbeinu Tam.
Right. So the rush brings that we saw this a number of times. Right. The rush cites from Rabbeinu Tam.
Is it a mem or an alf?
Yeah, the mafarish.
The mafarish the kriya de yoma who.
Iker. So the Rabbeinu Tam holds that the daytime kriya, that's Iker. That's Iker. Mishal Laila. What does that mean? It's Iker Mishal Laila?
Again.
That's when you're going to weigh the two. That's the Iker. That's the more essential kriya. The more essential kriya is done by day. I think if you ask the average person which is the more primary kriya, I think the immediate reaction would be, oh, the night kriya is the more primary. Why? Because it seems like the day reading is just lishnosa. You're just repeating what you did already. Right? Even if you look at the statement of the Gemara, you read at night and lishnosa by day. Lishnosa by day makes it sound like, well, it's really more of a recap. It's secondary. But the primary one you did. You know, you have Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni, you know, is sort of lesser on some level. You know, you have two siddurim, which seder do people get more excited about? The first one, the second one, they really...
Stanza.
Oh, you don't want to say that.
I do not despise the second one, for the record.
Okay, but over here we're being told, Rabbeinu Tam said no. Rabbeinu Tam said that's not the first one, which is Iker. It's the second one, which is Iker. We'll keep going. V'afagad mevarach zman b'layla. So even though the nighttime, I'm sorry, even though the daytime is Iker, you make Shechiyano at night, and you repeat it by day. Why do you repeat it by day? Because it's Iker. Okay? So what do you see from here? If we're going to talk about, let's say, the Shita of the Rosh and the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam and the Shita of the Ritva and the Shita of the Balei Tosos, that there are two separate mitzvos here, what's one way of classifying or categorizing the two mitzvos?
So Zechira and Asiya.
Well, not Asiya. Asiya again is referring to other mitzvos. But I'm just saying just in terms of a basic classification, in terms of the two Rikriyos. One is
Iker and one is not.
Well, one is Iker and one is not, but why? I mean,
well, one was the...
One is Darabanan.
One's
and one
Ruach
is Divrei Kabbalah. One is from the Nevi'im. The Shagas Aryeh is saying that the daytime Kriya is the one that Esther was referring to. When the Megillah itself says, when Esther says that there should be a reading of this, you know, the Igeres HaPurim, what was she referring to? Oh, she was referring to the daytime reading. All right, what about the nighttime reading? That's rabbinic. That was not what it was intended by Esther. That was rabbinic. Now, by the way, this still doesn't answer one thing.
When the Shekhianu said.
Well, that's what he's referring to. He says, so therefore, even though you said a Shekhianu at night, you're still going to repeat Shekhianu by day because it's Iker. But now, what we could sort of try to explain what that means. Well, what do you mean it's Iker? What does that mean when they say it's Iker? So therefore, there's Shekhianu. Well, okay, if that's Iker, then don't say Shekhianu at night. Don't say Shekhianu at night. So say it just by day.
Well, that because since...
So what does he mean, at least according to the Shagas Aryeh, what do we mean when we say that the daytime is Iker and therefore it also has a Shekhianu? What are we really saying?
Well, I mean, one could say that the first Shekhianu is based more on the entering of the day, like you enter into the day. It's like,
well, okay, that would be true, but they seem to be referring to the fact that the Shekhianu is on the Kriya, not on the day. The Shekhianu is on the Kriya. I'm looking for something basic. Well, what does he say it means Iker?
That there's two separate mitzvahs.
Yeah, just Iker in terms of what the Megillah meant. But there's a separate mitzvah that's rabbinic. Yeah, it's true, it's Iker in terms of what Esther envisioned, what Esther proclaimed, what Esther instituted, what the Anshei Knesset Gadol instituted, was what?
Just the one. Creator.
Was the day, the daytime reading. That's a daytime reading. That's a specific mitzvah. That has Shekhianu because that's the mitzvah of the Navi. And that's the mitzvah that we're doing. Oh, what you did at night? That's not Iker. What does that mean? It's not Iker. It means a totally different mitzvah. It's mitzvah d'Rabbanan. Oh, mitzvah d'Rabbanan is also a separate mitzvah. You make a Shekhianu on that mitzvah. See, if you don't explain it that way, and you just explain it, you say, well, there's two kriyos, and one is Iker, and therefore, even though you said Shekhianu at night, you have to say it again by day. What doesn't answer anything? Well, even if you tell me it's Iker, which also needs to be explained, why say Shekhianu twice? So don't say Shekhianu at night. Say Shekhianu tomorrow. Oh, so now you tell me that there are two mitzvos. Once you tell me there are two mitzvos, each mitzvah has a different quality to it. That's Iker. What do I mean that's Iker? What he means by Iker is that's entirely different. It's entirely different. That's the mitzvah of the Megillah.
Why would saying it during the day be different entirely separate mitzvah?
It is different. It is entirely separate.
I'm saying, why would saying a bracha during the day make it a separate mitzvah?
It's not making it that way.
That's what you just said.
No, I'm saying it is that way. It is that way. Well, you can't be yotze any of the mitzvahs of Purim at night. So too, you can't do Kriyas Megillah at night. What Megillah reading are we doing at night? That's different. That Megillah reading is different. That's rabbinic. Oh, so you make a Shekhianu on the mitzvah d'Rabbanan, and tomorrow when you have a totally new mitzvah, even though it looks the same as last night's mitzvah, it's entirely different. That's the mitzvah of Divrei Kabbalah. On its face, it looks the same. No. The Mechaber Paskins like the Rambam, that's really all one mitzvah. It's not two separate mitzvahs. So you ask me how the Rambam formulate the mitzvah, and then he doesn't have this distinction, Divrei Nevi'im, Divrei Kabbalah. He says maybe that was the Takana. I guess even at the time of Esther, that it be done, you'll have to explain why it had to be done at night, or I don't know. That's a good question. How the Rambam would explain
it to the Rosh's pshat that it was done at night for the people who were there, and then the people who were coming in, it was done during the day again for.
But again, everyone's going to have to admit that there's some correlation between the mitzvot hayom and kriyas hamegillah. The kriyas hamegillah really needs to be done like those mitzvot by day. So why did the As far as the Rambam's concerned, why was there an institution of a... Unless he says that's the way, unless Chazal reformulated the mitzvah. That's a possibility. The Rambam could say that Chacham came along and they they reformulate the mitzvah. Now the mitzvah is a two-part mitzvah. And that's why you say Shechiyah at the beginning. Right, Zach, you guys only say Shechiyah once, right?
Yeah, we do.
You don't say Shechiyah in the morning?
No, just at night.
That's the psak of the Mechaber. That's based on the Rambam. So we have two Shechiyahs.
What now?
Okay, let's take a look at one other thing here before we move over to the Rav's pshat. The Rav had a totally different pshat over here. I'll just read this. I didn't make copies of this. Tomorrow we're going to do a different sugya, so I'll try to give you the marmakomas ahead of time, okay?
Okay.
But this is essentially the similar idea to the Turi Evan. It's almost the same idea. This is from the Noda Behuda. Everyone knows who the Noda Behuda is? Rabbi Cheska Landau, the author of the Tzlach on Talmud, Tzion L'Nefesh Chaya, the author of these Tshuvos, the Noda Behuda, and he also authored a commentary on Shulchan Aruch called the Dogel Meiravava. So when you're learning Shulchan Aruch, you refer to him as the Dogel Meiravava. When you're learning Talmud, you refer to him as the Tzlach. But generally, in abstract, he's always referred to as the Noda Behuda, even though he has multiple works. Right? Okay, like the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is the Chavetz Chaim. He had many Svarim. But we always refer to him as the Chavetz Chaim, or as the Mishnah Berurah.
And he hates Lashon
Hara. What? And he hates Lashon Hara. That's right. So listen to this one. That was your Seattle Lonsman, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So listen to the Noda Behuda. This is in Siman Mem Aleph. You got a laugh out of Zach. The Siman Mem Aleph in Noda Behuda Mahadur Kama. So the beginning part of the tshuva deals with a different issue. It deals with the Kiddush Lavana. But towards the end of the tshuva, he writes like this. This is Dibra Masko, the Ein Lomar. The Ein Lomar. The Ein Lomar, the Hod Tadir, Vishaino Tadir, Tadir Kodem, Hainu Vishnehem Drabanan, O Shnehem Daraisa. He's saying, don't say about the general rule of Tadir, Vishaino Tadir, that it only applies when the mitzvahs have equal standing, meaning they're both rabbinic or they're both biblical. Don't say that.
I thought that's the only time when we say it.
Kish Lavana, Umikra Megill, the Kish Lavana Tadir. Sorry, skipped the line. Umikra Megillah, the Kiddush Lavana Lagamri Drabbanan, Umegillah Umitzvah Sasei Divrei Kabbalah. He says, don't say that. That Umikra Megillah, when it butts up against Kiddush Lavana, Umikra Megillah is a Mitzvah Sasei Divrei Kabbalah, and Kiddush Lavana is holy rabbinic. The Divrei Kabbalah ve'odif midrabanan, and you'll tell me that it's greater. Im kein after Kiddush Lavana Tadir mikol makom yesh lahakdim Megillah. Ne'oni estaiti the kriyas halayla lav mitzvah to say the Divrei Kabbalah. Seems to me, he says, that the reading I think he's saying don't use that rule to try to answer up this issue. Don't say that Tadir Vishino Tadir is only on equal footing, but over here by Kiddush Lavana and Mikra Megillah, I won't employ Tadir, because if I were to employ Tadir, what would I have to say? What would I have to say if I use the rules of Tadir?
What is Tadir
Whichever one is more common comes
first. Right? Which one do I put on first? Talis or Tefillin? I put on Talis first. Because Talis I put on all week long, not Tefillin. Right? When I have two lanings, which one do I lane first? I lane the one that's more Tadir, the one that makes more sense within the season. The one that's
really? So why don't we
more
do,
common.
Why don't we do Rosh Chodesh?
But Im Kain, after Kiddush Lavana Tadir, Kiddush Lavana comes every week, Mikra Megillah comes once a year. I mean, every month, Mikra Megillah comes once a year. Mikol Makom, Yesh Lahak De Megillah. But maybe you'll say that Megillah should take priority over Kiddush Lavana. Why? Because Mikra Megillah is Divrei Kabbalah, and Mikra and Kiddush Lavana is only rabbinic. He says, but don't say that. Don't say that, Mahalal. Why? Nirolni is taiti the kriyas halayla lav mitzvah to say the divrei kabbalah. Because the nighttime reading, when you would be saying Kiddush Levana, is what? It's not divrei kabbalah. It's not divrei kabbalah. It's only derabbanan. Have I confused everyone?
So it puts them on equal footing.
Now they're back on equal footing. Divrei kabbalah rak kriyas hayom demegillah yomim nizkarim v'nasim ksiv lo leilos. How do I know that it's different than the daytime reading? Because what does the Megillah say? The Megillah says, daytime, days. That's the Divrei Kabbalah when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah. But the Kriyas HaMegillah, which is done at night, that's rabbinic. Ayin betosu staf dal amun alap, but yibam asfal chayiv. U'masha omru chayiv likros balayla haino mitzvah derabanan. Avalo nirmaz b'Megillah sester. That's not alluded to in the Megillah. Ubezei says nichle imashakasu atosus b'daf gimel when alaf b'divra maskum avatlin v'imtomer v'yasu avodosan v'achakach yikra megillah v'ini zeh pashat the lomairi shekvar hu sof hayom v'shuv ein shos dimkein echad yidche legamre v'ayide kriyasa megillah yudcha tomin shal bein arbaim ubezei s'rile l'atosus karan she'ein shum mitzah doraisa nidches you don't push off a doraisa for because of mikra megillah imkein b'vaday b'yish shos acher hamegillah avoda. Right here he's getting into a slightly different issue, which is a little bit outside the pale of what we're discussing. But the point is that he basically takes the same stance as the Shagas Aryeh, and he says that there's a difference between the nighttime reading and the daytime reading. The nighttime reading is what? Nighttime reading is Derabanan. The daytime reading is what? Divrei Kabbalah. How do I know that?
Kabbalah is different than
Deraisa. Yes. Deraisa is Deraisa. Divrei Kabbalah is Nevi'im. I think we mentioned the other day, the reason why it's called Divrei Kabbalah is because the Nevi'im would be Kovel. Kovel would give Musar to yell out. So since the Nevi'im would come and basically deliver the Word of God, and Kovel, their proclamations, their words are referred to as Divrei Kabbalah. Yeah. There's one last Nekuda over here, in the time that remains. I saw a nice thing from the Rav. He wanted to give a different distinction between these two mitzvahs, between these two different kriyos. They really didn't get a chance to check, but they claim that there were others who had the same mahalach, who said the same distinction between the two mitzvos.
Question.
Yeah.
So what's the final word then on what the Rav Aryeh Leibovitz was saying?
The same thing as in the Yehuda, that there's simply a different nature to the kriya at night and to the kriya by day.
What was the last thing we were discussing then now? Was it Rav Aryeh Leibovitz who was also saying, don't say Techadr Ve'inot Techadr, right?
No, that was another Yehuda.
That was Adi Spell's name? I mean...
In English, or...?
Yeah.
N-O-D-A-H, new word, B-E-Y-E-H-U-D-A.
Some people add an H at the end.
Some people add an H at the end, yeah. Okay.
So what was the last bit that...
Yeah, I apologize. I know that was a little confusing. But in the Sefer Shiurei Moed, the author brings down from Rabbi Soloveitchik Zatzal that he wanted to give another mahalach in this sugya. So I'll just read what he writes. It's only a few lines. And he says the following, HaRav Zatzal heitzia perush nosaf b'shitas hari shachiv b'layla Huchiv Halel v'Hoda'a Bilvad. Again, the one by day is that's the one that comes from the Megillah. That's Mikra Megillah. That's Kriyas HaMegillah, as instituted by Esther. What's the Megillah reading at night? Something different. What is it? He says it's entirely different. It's not just, and then again, this could go hand in hand with the previous approach. The previous approach says that one is from the Nevi'im and one is Derabbanan. Rav may be taking one step further and saying, what was the institution of the Derabbanan? What was the nature of their institution? He says, that Kriya is a Kriya of Halel v'Hoda'a. It wasn't Kriya qua Kriya. It wasn't reading for the sake of Mikra Megillah per se. It wasn't a mitzvah of reading.
So why did
it? It was a mitzvah of... That's a separate mitzvah. It was a special mitzvah to do a Maisa Halal V'Hoda'ah through the medium of the Mikra Megillah, through the medium of the Megillah. So on that mitzvah, you gotta make a shachiyana.
So if you didn't hear the Megillah of the day, then you would not have fulfilled your obligation.
You'd be lacking your ikar kiyum of this mitzvah. Yeah, no question about it. Everyone seems to agree with that. If you're missing the day, you know. I mean, if you had to choose either night or day, which one should you get? By all accounts, it would seem that you should get the day. Right? And then according to the Rambam, you just make the Shechiyana by day. Lacheni says, Tzvichem lachzor levarach Shechiyana biyom al chovas mikra megillah. So that's why, according to our Rishonim, you have to go back and repeat the Shechiyana by day. Because it's an entirely different mitzvah. The mitzvah of mikra megillah only takes place by day. The mitzvah of mikra megillah, per se, only takes place by day. The reading at night is not for the sake of mikra megillah. It's halel through the medium of the Megillah. Right? It's Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the reading of the text of the Megillah. But it's not Mikra Megillah. He wanted to bring a raya from the, it would be Medayek, from the Lashon of the Rosh. And we could question his diak, but his diak was, when the Rosh says, She'enu Iker Kriya Balayla. It's not an Iker Kriya Balayla. No, you could just say that they're both Kriya, but that's not Iker. He wanted to say that it's not essentially Kriya at night. It's not essentially Kriya when you do it at night. It's something else. It's Halav HaHodah.
We generally don't do Halav HaHodah at night.
Yeah, let's say Pesach night. You know,
that's one instance. That's
okay, so now you have two. You have two. He's saying that's what the Rabbanim did. The Rabbanim set up this mitzvah of Halel HaHodah, because of the nace, because of the unique nature of the nace, and they did it through the medium of the Megillah. It's not radical. So in this sefer, the author claims that a similar approach, the name of the sefer is called Shirei Moed. It's basically a collection of Rabbi Soloveitchik's shirim on the different holidays.
Okay.
So in the notes, the author claims that Rabbi Reuven Katz in the Degel Reuven has a similar position, similar explanation as to distinguishing between these two kriyos. I didn't remember to bring the sefer in, so if I remember tomorrow, we can take a look at it. On Rabbi Har's recommendation years ago, I acquired a Degel Reuven. Apparently, Rav Shurkin from Torah Moshe was fond of the Degel Reuven, so we were inspired to get. I've used it a handful of times, but I'd like, anytime I can, I'd like to be able to use it. So I'll try to bring it in tomorrow. Okay, so Blina, what's that?
Why the Degel Reuven?
I mean, it's just a specific sefer, I'm just saying.